Yeah, absolutely, Catherine. And this is a very worrying situation, which I've raised now on multiple occasions over the last year and a half. Certainly this week, the situation is as bad as ever. And we're now seeing unprecedented numbers visit the ED. And we're seeing huge shortages of staff, in particular in ED. Yesterday, for example, Catherine, we had 58 on trolleys, 21 on trolleys in the emergency department in Sligo. Letterkenny, no better. We had no ambulances available across Sligo Leitrim for a period yesterday. And outside the emergency department in Sligo yesterday, there were 10 ambulances backed up with patients in them that were not able to be admitted due to the capacity issues within the department. We also seen yesterday patients having to stand in the waiting area because there was no seating and there was no trolleys and no space available in the new modular unit, which simply isn't working and has made the situation worse, which we have warned about now multiple times. The waiting area in the modular unit, which we have spent €5 million on in recent times, is certainly not GDPR compliant, is certainly not fit for purpose, and this is something that's going to have to be re-looked at with an emergency department that can cater for the capacity of numbers we're now seeing. And we're having a knock-on, I suppose, from the bank holiday weekend, but we're certainly having a knock-on for the availability of GPs. Care doc or out of hours, we're certainly seeing some issues with that in terms of oversight. I've had a number of patients ring me. I've had a number of staff from the ambulance service ring me yesterday. I've had a number of nurses contact me yesterday and overnight with regard to the situation at Sligo. It's very, very worrying. The minister has visited, as I said, Catherine, in recent months, has been fully briefed by his own colleagues, and we have seen a winter plan announced within the last 2 weeks, which appears to be coming too late for Sligo and many other hospitals. We're simply reacting now to a situation at Sligo which we haven't planned for throughout the year, throughout the summer. Unprecedented numbers of patients presenting at Sligo for a multitude of things, not for one or two issues, but for a multitude of things.
And the reality is we're not even in the thick of winter yet, when we traditionally see a rise in the likes of flu. And we also know from management yesterday at the hospital that the facility is still being impacted by COVID.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is the case. But the situation at Sligo University Hospital, and there's no other words for it, is it's catastrophic in that emergency department yesterday. There is no other words for it. It's disgraceful. And the HSE, the Department of Health, and the Minister for Health, that's who the buck stops with. It simply isn't good enough. There has been no action with regards to the emergency department and staffing and capacity at Sligo. We have a bed capacity issue. We have a staffing issue. We have a system of primary problems with systematic issues at primary care level, which is having a knock-on. Step-down beds for people who are older. And discharging. We have an issue with consultants at the hospital. And this is poor strategic planning within the Department of Health and the HSE over many, many years and failure to invest in our 42 medical block unit, which was ready to go to procurement about 2.5 years ago. So we need the minister to answer questions. Where is our 42 medical block unit and what plan has been put in place for Sligo University Hospital? He has visited the hospital. He has seen people on trolleys. He has seen the state of that emergency department, which is historic in nature. It's not fit for purpose. It's very clear. And while a long-term strategy is needed in investment in the hospital as a setting in terms of beds and in terms of staffing, we need urgent action now in terms of the emergency department heading into the winter period. It's not good enough. It's disgraceful, the scenes in there, that hospital yesterday. Certainly